This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Chippewa Falls School Board officially voted to eliminate a number of teaching positions in the district at its meeting on Monday. The decision came as the district struggles with declining enrollment and a budget shortfall, a common issue facing school districts across the state and one forcing many to turn to property taxpayers for additional funding through operational referendums. The Chippewa Falls School District previously passed a three-year $2.5 million referendum, which is set to expire this year, leaving behind a $1.7 million projected deficit for the 2027 budget. District officials say enrollment declined by 170 students this year, an overall drop of about 3.6%. The amount of revenue the district will receive from state aid is determined by those enrollment numbers. The 6-1 decision by the Chippewa Falls School Board this week will result in the elimination of 8 full-time teaching positions and 3 part-time teaching positions. It also includes a number of other cuts, including a part-time food service worker position and some coaching positions. Eau Claire City Manager Stephanie Hirsch officially announced her resignation from the position this week. In a press release on Tuesday, Hirsch thanked her colleagues for the opportunity to serve the city of Eau Claire and for working to make the city a better place to live for everyone. She was first appointed to the position in 2022, and her contract was subsequently extended to run through this month. The City Council also met in a closed session at its meeting on Monday to discuss a resolution approving and extending Hirsch's employment agreement again before she announced her decision to resign. Newly sworn in Eau Claire City Council President Jeremy Gregert says Deputy City Manager Dave Solberg will serve as the acting city manager for the time being. Solberg previously served as the interim city manager for about 2 years prior to Hirsch taking over the role in 2022. The City Council plans to formally name an interim manager in May before deciding on a timeline to search for Hirsch's replacement. Gregert also thanked Hirsch for her service to the city and for stepping up to take on a challenging job. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin is asking FEMA to step in after April storms caused serious damage across the state. Governor Tony Evers says a federal damage assessment is the next step toward disaster aid, and state officials believe the losses are high enough to qualify. The request comes as Wisconsin is still waiting for help from an earlier round of flooding that the Trump administration declined to cover. Gas prices are at a 4-year high in Wisconsin. The national average yesterday was $4.21, which is 21 cents higher than a week ago. In Wisconsin, the state average is $3.96, but some local counties are paying more. Gas Buddy shows Oconto, Manitowoc, and Fond du Lac counties are all averaging over $4 for a gallon of regular gas. And nearly 1,000 beagles could soon leave Ridgeland Farms in Dane County in a deal with a rescue group. Big Dog Ranch Rescue says it reached an agreement to take in the dogs, who will first get medical exams, microchips, and vaccinations. The rescue says many will then be placed with other groups across the country, while activists continue pushing for all the dogs to be removed. Activists at one point attempted a break-in at the facility, and several were arrested. The company is licensed by state and federal agriculture officials and says its research helps improve veterinary medicine. The 2025 court settlement required it to stop breeding dogs for biomedical research. A court filing says UW-Madison may have to cut as many as 160 jobs if USDA funding does not come through soon. According to the Cap Times, university officials say the loss would affect extension programs and more. Leaders say the university is reviewing new federal rules before accepting more money. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers and D-backs go to battle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game 3 of the Diamondbacks and Brewers today at American Family Field. The Brewers losing 6-2 last night as starter Brandon Sproat got off to a good start before the wheels came off in the fourth. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, he ticked down a little bit. You could see he ticked down a little bit, and, you know, they were ready for what they were ready for. They were they were on it.
Sproat gave up 4 runs on 6 hits in 4 1/3 innings. College football, the Badgers wrapping up spring practice. For the first time since 1978, Wisconsin had no players taken this year in the NFL draft.
Disappointing, but it's also a realization. It is what it is, but I think there is some realization that I want to make sure these guys in this program understand and know it's not, hey, that's not right. It should have been this. It should know that. Okay, that's the realization of where we are, and we got to change.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 52 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with more frost by morning. We're going to drop to 32 for a low tomorrow. A sprinkle or two, otherwise mostly sunny with a high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.